Blog Talk Radio.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Thought of you does things to me never before. Has someone been more
unforgettable in every way?
And forevermore.
And
that's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible
that someone so unforgettable
thinks that I am unforgettable too. www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWUREMY. And also, if you want to join us on the phone line, you can reach us at 657-383-0967 and press number 1 if you want to join in the queue. Tonight, this is for all the lovers in you, for all those that love poetry, for all those couples out there, and for all those romantics. So if you have something that you want to share, a dedication, a piece, or just your thoughts, you can call in once again. And the number is 657-383-0967. Well, we are at the hump day of this week. Hope everybody's been enjoying themselves. You know, it's the end of the night, time to kick back and relax, get you a nice drink, get your favorite treat out, and just enjoy the ambiance. If you've never been to Be Dark and Dirty before, we'd like to welcome you. It just takes 30 seconds to set up a page at www.blogtalkradio.com. And if you want to see what our show is about, all you have to do is, after you set up your account, click follow. You'll get reminders for whenever the show is aired. And for those that are a poet, or if anybody is have a special talent, or if you ever want to be interviewed on the show, you can email me at disbeme97@yahoo.com. Once again, it's disbeme97@yahoo.com. Right now, we're doing this show at Spontaneous Moments. Usually, we have a schedule, but you know, with the holidays around and everything going on, it's here and there, but we're going to get back onto a schedule. I'm going to mostly do maybe Mondays through Friday, and then maybe like one weekend show, or maybe Mondays through Thursday, and then maybe do like a Saturday show. So we'll see how everything goes. I hope everybody's been enjoying their day. I know my day was long, tiring, and now I'm just coming here to relax, to unwind and chill. I know we have so much drama going on in the news, so I figured this would be the relaxation show. You know, you can just sit through a glass of wine, lay back in the tub, have your rose petals, bubble bath, maybe get you a deep tissue massage, or just lay back reading your book and having some comforting sound in your ear as you prepare your mind to rest for the end of the night. And now, once again, like I said, I'm going to be bringing you poetry, so everybody stay tuned in, stay relaxed, and enjoy your evening on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. All right. Before I go any further, I forgot, and this is something that's always important. But if they want to be interviewed, I need your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, and your pictures, so I can make you a flyer, so I can ask you the right questions, and most of all, try to promote your business correctly. I want to make sure that you get everything that you're looking for in Deep, Dark, and Dirty, because this is a startup podium for anybody that might be trying to get their feet wet, or maybe, you know, have you see whether you're really feeling like you're going to be able to do your business and have the ideas and have people vent and give you some positive suggestions and even some feedback that might be going towards your work. So, you know, we always like to help people that, whether you're a startup person or person that's been in their craft for a long time or even somebody that's famous, you know, we always like to show love. And then there's also a $25 fee, which goes to the PayPal for promoting you for the show. Because, like they say, if you try to do something nice for people, sometimes they'll walk over you, forget about you, or they might not be prepared and want you to do things at the last minute. So that's a very small fee. And it's just to make sure that you don't we don't do the show in vain because we can have something done for that night. And we don't want to just end up being like, hey, the person didn't show up. Now we want to do and got to throw things together. So, yeah. And now with that out the way, let's go back to the gentle interlude of tonight's evening. Like I said, once again, we're going to be doing romantic, heartfelt poetry. So if anybody want to call in and do a piece, the number is 657-383-0967. And I'm going to start off with My Eternal Goddess. I can't stop thinking about you every night and day. I pray to the Lord that he would keep you near to me. I don't know what I would do to never hear you laugh, to never see you cry, and wipe the tears from your eyes. I don't know how to tell you that I love you. But I've never known love before. I just know I think about you, but I want to hold things from you. But I just can't help it. It's like my chest tightens. I lose my being thinking, what would you do if you knew me? Of course, you know the Romeo, the shelter, the protector, and the devoted man. But how about if you knew me for my faults? Would you keep me? I take you places and value presents and see you each and every week. But if things were to change, would you still value me? When I seem distant, when it seems like my smiles turn into sadness, when my pen is no longer able to write you those sweet melodies, and when the little pet names that I've given you fade from my vocabulary, will you think that I don't care about you? Don't think that I would ever stop caring for you. You are my love, my breath of life, my thirst that never runs dry, my mind, my medicine, when I feel like I cannot go on. You are my guidance when I cannot see. You are more than just my woman. More than just my lady, more than just my best friend or my queen, you are my everything and more, my eternal goddess. And once again, that piece is entitled My Eternal Goddess. The next piece I'm going to read to you is, let's see, It's the Little Things. The first look, the first laugh, the first word, the first hello, wink, looking back at you. Thinking, should I be good or should I not? And picture how it will be to see you again. It's just the little things. Staying up all night on the phone with you, waking up each in the morning to see you, visiting you on your lunch break just to see your beautiful smile, and looking at your pictures wishing you could stay for a while. It's just something about you. Just thinking deep in thought, is everything okay with you? It's the little things. And that was a short piece called The Little Things, because you know it's always the tiniest things that we take for granted. People think like you always have to make up with something big or take some life somewhere or spend so much money on a person, but it's always like the little things, like the first date that you had, or remembering their songs and making it into a playlist, or taking them out for a romantic date and having it like a picnic basket, sit next to the water and put like maybe a blanket down, or maybe doing like Lady in the Tramp, because that's my lady's favorite thing. She likes when you like have the pasta and we're eating and looking, and then you get that last noodle and now y'all's going to fight for it. So like I said, it's just the little things. And you know, just telling the person, thank you, I appreciate what you did, I really care about you, and just to hold them and look into their eyes at the end of the night, or just to give them a nice foot rub at the end of the day. Like I said, once again, it's the little things. All right, the next poem I have for y'all is, seasons may change, but your beauty shall never fade away. Winter chills, summer heat, fall shall pass away. In the spring you bloom. There are not enough hours and time to appreciate your magnificent wonder. A flower may grow. Rain can cause skies to become dreary. But whether rain or shine, you make everything that you touch flourish. The smell of warm buns entice taste buds. The taste of cotton candy makes joyful children. Enjoying a cup of hot chocolate brings couples together. Though in time their love may fade, still, your heart is humble and true. And that's why all that knows you, adore you. It's breathtaking to embrace a sculpture quite like yours, perfectly designed from beginning to end, enchanted by the company of your supple friends and your masters, they have no end. You don't spring forward when things are good or fall back when trouble comes your way. You're the summer heat to when it's cold. You're the joy that can embrace and free men's soul. The truth is, you're irreplaceable. No value is worth your charm. No mirror can praise your grace. Time may change, but nothing can take the place of your beauty. And once again, that's called Season May Change, but nothing can take the place of your beauty. You know, like sometimes people say you're like a fine wine, or we get better as you age. It's just like that woman that you can see like 20 years later, and she still looks like what you met the first time when you saw her. And you look at her, you'd be like, wow, how can you do that? Or she has such a joyful life that even around her children, she still have youth on her side. While others might be lacking up and doing everything and mess with everybody in the bar and mess with every time they can hear you or might not even remember your name, or, you know, just not appreciate the ways of life and then are run down. And it's like at the end of the road, would you rather have somebody that you've been loyal, faithful, and true, spent every moment with and appreciate them and have a value? Or would you rather be ran down and say, well, I did everybody, but at the end of the night, you're going home to a wet back, a cold house, and you don't have those memories to cherish. So this next poem I'm going to read you is going to be called Can You Tell Me? And then after that, we're going to go to a musical interlude. Tell me. Tell me, is there you with me, a love past seas, a hope above mountains, acceptance beyond eyesight, understanding which even philosophers we yearn to have? Tell me. Can you tell me, are there feelings that even the clouds can't hide? Are there tears that even the shore won't wash away? Is there a comforter that can't warm your soul? Can you tell me? Can you tell me you'll be with me? For with me is where you want to be. Can you tell me? Will you express your inner needs to me? Will you thirst for knowledge? Will I be the answers to your mysteries? When your feelings are hidden from visible sight, will I be the one you'll be able to see? To see what it is you want me to see. Can you promise me? Can you promise me if I devote my word to you that it won't come back to me void? Can you truly say that love is not just another word? It's used for the moment that left after its purpose is served. Will you honor me? Will you honor me as a soul and not just a mate? Words can have little meaning unless your feelings have definition with them. And what shall I be to thee? So can you? Can you tell me if I offer myself to you, my sacrifice will not be in vain? No more pain, no more rain, no more lies, no disguise, no wounded hearts, no lives torn apart. Can you tell me? Can you tell me you'll be with me and only me? And once again, everybody, that piece was entitled, it's entitled, Can You Tell Me? And now we're going to go to Yuka Rose on Deep, Dark, and Dirty, playing Sentimental Mood. Don't change that channel.
Dream.
was Yuka Rose singing Sentimental Mood. And now we're back to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. We have about 9 minutes left in the show. And I have some more poetry for you. Next up, we're going to be doing Can You Hear Me? As I call your name, my flame ignites. The visions that I have of you, they will spark your mind. Fill your mind with fantasy. Still, your window draws you near to me. Alluring sounds taking you down, down. Having you crisping deep within. You feel my skin and your pastures melt. Enticing you to draw near me. Tell me, can you hear me? The warmth of holding you in my arm expels your cold. The bosom of your soul warms your heart. Your tears pour down my chest. Then I soothe your tenderness. Do you hear me? I want to rub my fingers through your ear, whisper in your ear, baby, you know I care. You're the only one for me. Can I fulfill your inner mystery? Baby, can you hear me? So sensual, mentally challenging. The taste of your breath brings brothers to their knees. Your sex appeal is erotic. It makes one to have sporadic feels of combustion. Just the thought of you. Nah, you don't hear me. I want to feel you in each and every way. Cause your mind explode from my sensual foreplay. Now tell me, can you hear me? And once again, that is, can you hear me? The next piece I'm going to do for you is called My Peach. You ever had that one fruit that's like nice and juicy and tender? And it's like the more you taste it, it just makes you want it over and over again. I mean, you might put like whipped cream on it, or you might use like chocolate syrup, or you might just have it natural and put your finger through it and like lick it off. Well, that's what I'm going to do with my peach. The soft, sensuous, smooth, delicious, juicy, the thickness of a peach. Its nectar flows into my mouth, the taste dripping off my lips. I can't wait to taste another bite from my peach. My mouth surrounds its sides as I indulge in its inner pearl. I take them out one by one, then I proceed where I begun. Enter in as I beseech the peach, so clean and wet. I want to swallow this fruit, severing every inch of it, feeling its juices flowing down my throat. With no regards, I must disperse. Until next time, just you wait and see, my sweet little peach. I'll have a full appetite waiting for you, waiting and ready for my peach. And once again, that's entitled My Peach. And I'm going to do one more poem to end our evening. And it's entitled Deep, Rich Chocolate, Warm, Melted Chocolate, Smooth, Delicious, Very Enticing as Her Canvas. Just the thought of your rich, creamy dessert. Exquisite are your Hershey Kisses, thick and full, curving to my nature's peak, riding softly as I feel your cheeks, up and down as you make the bed squeak, round and round as I feel your cheeks. Tell me, do you love the flavor of my ice cream? Whether you're a French maid cleaning the house, your heels go click-clack, your kitty cat says meow, you lean over in front of me while I'm watching TV, and who can forget Miss Double D? She makes my eyes go into 3D. And when you lick your lips, it's like you're asking me, would you like anything? When you walk around the house in your boy shorts, I hear your cheeks starting to clap. It's like you're giving me a standing ovation when my third leg is asking, do you need a hand? You smile as you grind up against me and then you ask me, are you happy? Every time you take a shower, I wish I was like the water running all over your body. What could I be the towel that dries you off? I love squeezing every inch of you as you pull me closer, making sure that I don't miss a spot, and doing it over and over again until you're done. I'm not mad at you. Do what you do. Just tell me, Do you love feeling every inch of me? That lollipop that you taste, can I be just like it? Fully undressed down to the tip, lick from the top down to the very end, and feeling the moisture of your juices. Yeah, you know how I like it. Want to be that seat that you sit in at work. You feel bored and lonely. I'll rub them hips, relax your back, inhale your scent, and take you on a ride that you'll never forget. It will make your legs squeak tightly together and cause you to have visions that you never thought were possible. Yeah. Now all I can say to you is, And once again, that piece is entitled, And that's in my book that I just put out called Taste and See. So for all those people that want to check that out, you can check me out on my Lulu account. And also for those that are in the SL world, you can check me out on Marketplace. So I'm going to give both information out on my websites, and I'm also going to give it online right now while we're on the phone. So for those on Lulu, all you have to do is type in the book title, Taste and See. And you will see it by Kiami Nigi, KeyamiNiji. And also for all those on Marketplace, all you have to do is put in the title of my book, and it will come up, Taste, and then you can purchase it on there. Thank everybody for coming through. Hope you like what you heard tonight. Please leave feedback. And also, if you want to tell your friends about it, they're more than welcome to join the show. And like I said, once again, if you haven't made an account, once again, you go to www.blogtalkforyale.com. And it'll take 30 seconds to set up your account. And then to follow my radio show, all you have to do is put in www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KnowUrenemy. Well, tomorrow night we'll be having another show, and it's going to be at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to be doing movie reviews, because I know last week I told y'all it's all about I was going to go see When the Bell Breaks, and I was amped up. But we'll see how that turned out, and then I have some other movies I'm going to check out as well. The Hateful, what is it? It's supposed to be something to seven, I can't remember. But Suicide Squad, Sully, I'm going to be checking out all of that and give you all the feedback on those movies. Well, if you have any topics that you want to bring up, on Saturday we have the audience topic. So hit me up at DISBEME97@yahoo.com. Or hit me up on my Facebook page at Kiami.Niji, KeyamiNiji. And I hope everybody has a blessed week, a restful night, and take care, and we'll see you next time.